Today in 1926, Obed Picard debuts on the Grand Ole Opry radio show. He becomes one of the program's first big stars. Today in 1956, Johnny Cash records two classics at the Sun Recording Studios in Memphis, Train of Love and There You Go. Today in 1969, Elvis Presley tells his manager, Colonel Tom Parker, that he's no longer interested in doing movies because the roles are so bad. No one knows why it took Elvis so long to figure that out. Today in 1971, Sammy Smith spends a week on top of the Billboard Country Singles chart with Help Me Make It Through the Night. The album's title track is written by Kris Kristofferson, and it reached number one on the country charts in both the U.S. and Canada, and crossed over to the pop chart, where it peaked at number eight. Today in 1976, George Jones gives a Thunderbird and a gold ring to his ex-wife, Tammy Wynette, in honor of Mother's Day. T-Bird and a Gold Ring sure sounds like the title of a George Jones song, in my opinion. Today in 1989, Hank Williams Jr. says someone must have spiked his drink because he claims he can't remember his short, profanity-laden concert in Baton Rouge two nights prior. Today in 2005, Mindy McCready's boyfriend, William McKnight, an aspiring country singer, was charged with attempted murder and aggravated burglary after allegedly breaking into the singer's home and assaulting her. The charges are later reduced in a plea bargain. Today in 2008, 1 week before his 90th birthday, singer-songwriter Eddie Arnold passed away in a Nashville nursing home. Eddie scored 147 songs on the Billboard Country Music Chart, second only to George Jones. And today in 2009, Dolly Parton receives an honorary doctorate at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. She quotes lines from I Will Always Love You during her commencement speech. And happy 132nd birthday to Coca-Cola, introduced today in 1886 in Atlanta, Georgia. And that's what happened today in country music history for May 8th. I'm Andrew Michael. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and Google Play.